In the Black Hills in the state of South Dakota in the United States, four faces protrude from the side of a mountain. These are the faces of four United States presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Overseen and directed by the Danish-American sculptor John Goodson Borglum, the work on this giant display of outdoor art was a Herculean task that took 14 years to complete. A South Dakota state historian named Dwayne Robinson originally conceived of the idea for the memorial sculpture. He proposed that the work be dedicated to popular figures who were prominent in the western United States, and accordingly suggested statues of Western heroes, such as Buffalo Bill Cody and Kit Carson. Deeming a project dedicated to popular heroes frivolous, Borglum rejected Robinson's proposal. It was Borglum's firm conviction that the mountain carving be used to memorialize individuals of national rather than regional importance. Mount Rushmore therefore became a U.S. national memorial, dedicated to the four presidents who were considered most pivotal in U.S. history. Washington was chosen on the basis of being the first president. Jefferson, who was of course a president, was also instrumental in the writing of the American Declaration of Independence. Lincoln was selected on the basis of the medal he demonstrated during the American Civil War, and Roosevelt for his development of square deal policy, as well as being a proponent of the construction of the Panama Canal. Commencing with Washington's head first, Borglum quickly realized that it would be best to work on only one head at a time, in order to make it compatible with its surroundings. Using similitude theory, which helped him visualize the final outcome, he fashioned a 1.5-meter-high plaster model on a scale of 1 to 12. Work on the venture began in 1927 and was completed in 1941. The cost of the project was nearly $1 million, which was raised mostly from national government funds and also from charitable donations from members of the public. The carving of the mountain was tedious and arduous work, employing 360 men who worked in groups of 30. Regarding the safety of the workers during the construction of this site, it could be said that a utilitarian theory of ethics, namely that the end justifies the means, was applied to this project. The daily working conditions on the mountainside can best be described as treacherous, and the safety of the workers appeared to be less important than finishing the project. For instance, men were often strapped inside leather harnesses that dangled precariously over the cliff edge. Further, workers needed great strength and mental focus to withstand the exertion of drilling into the mountainside. The workmen faced frequent delays due to a dearth of financial backing in the early days, in addition to inclement weather throughout the 14-year period. Adverse conditions were also discovered when the carving of Jefferson began. The detection of poor quality stone on the mountain to the left of Washington resulted in Jefferson's face being repositioned to the right side. In spite of these setbacks, Mount Rushmore remained the best choice for the venue of the memorial. Each of the four heads on the mountaintop is approximately 18 meters in height. Each nose is roughly 6 meters in length, while each mouth is approximately 5 meters wide. Needless to say, creating facial expressions on such an immense scale was not child's play. It required the work of a true craftsperson like Borglum to give each face its own unique character. In particular, Borglum's attention to detail on the eyes of each president was a stroke of pure genius. He gave the eyes a lifelike quality by making each pupil hollow in order to reflect the natural sunlight. Sadly, John Borglum passed away just months prior to the completion of the U.S. Presidential Memorial. In loving memory of his father, Lincoln Borglum, the son of John Borglum, carried the project to completion. Having labored on the mountain as an adolescent, Lincoln was very aptly qualified to supervise the finishing touches on this mammoth project.